I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for the 12 days of holiday on Alice. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a $250 Westfield San Francisco gift card where you can shop at Nordstrom and Burberry and get your pants hemmed using Hemster.
Oh.
An on-demand tailoring service.
I love that.
With a 48-hour turnaround time. That's good.
That's really good.
Sometimes it is so nice to find something you like and then get it fitted perfectly. Anyway, that's just one of the ways you can spend your $250 Westfield Center gift card. Westfield San Francisco Center, $250 to spend right now for
also,
call number 97.
They want us to remind people to snap a photo of the amazing inverted crystal tree under the iconic
they
dome.
Doing that again? That thing is so cool.
It's going to be lit up December 7th.
Friday?
6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. So they light it each hour? Is that one of
those? No, that's something
it's
else.
Lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something else.
All right. 12 days of holiday. It's happening right now on the Alice if you're calling 97.
That's beer 39, but whatever.
I don't want to confuse the sponsors.
All right. Call now.
Yeah.
Call number 97. $250 to spend at the Westfield San Francisco Gift Center. That's a good song.
Yeah. Reminds me of the 12 days of holiday.
Yeah.
It's a rocking remix.
On the first day of holiday, my true love gave to me an inverted Christmas tree. And then,
it's like on the fourth one or something like that right now.
The 12 days of holiday, 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 12 days of holiday, holiday, holiday. Okay.
All right.
I think that's a big enough plug for them.
Yep.
Kevin Hart is hosting the Oscars.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel has hosted the show for the past 2 years, and Kevin Hart announced he will be hosting. It's February 24th. He did a little Instagram post and said, "I am blown away simply because this has been a goal on my list for a long time. I know my mom is smiling ear to ear. I will be sure to make this year's Oscars a special one." It's nice. He's having just a nice, honest reaction and not going for the, like, usually people go for the joke.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, "Oh, I'm so excited." My mom is thrilled. So anyway, I don't know why Jimmy Kimmel's out. Maybe he was like, remember that first year when the Oscar for the best picture got announced for the wrong
picture? That was his first year?
That was his first year.
Okay.
And then he came back last year and they actually had a couple plays on that. And I don't know if anything will go wrong.
He's had a couple good runs though, so why not take a break?
Sure.
Let others have a shot at it. And he can always go back. He's a young dude.
He is. It's true. What is Jimmy, our age?
Probably. No.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Very young. I agree. Very
well,
young, dude.
No,
I'm with you 100%. Who knew 50 was so young?
51.
Oh. He's looking good, too.
He looks
kids.
Great.
He looks great.
Yeah.
And he's great. He's actually, I think he's one of the best interviewers on TV right now.
He's
like,
smart
by far.
And funny.
He just does not let anything get to him. He is so, like, present and listening and clever. I just think he's great. Also, I love his politics.
Not hosting this year, though, Kevin Hart is.
No, Kevin Hart is.
Right. Not the story.
Right. But he hosted for the last 2 years, and he did a great job. So I think Kevin has pretty big shoes to fill.
I agree. And I'm actually...
It's a tough gig, man. A lot of people have their careers ruined over blowing that.
I have a big question about whether he can pull it, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well... You know, less is more in those shows, in my opinion. But you got to come out and you have to do a monologue, you know, and that helps to be a funny dude. So I'm sure he'll.
All right.
He'll have the best of writers and he'll put his best foot forward. I'm sure it'll be great. Cardi B has taken to Instagram to make a big announcement. Got that ready for me?
Yeah, let me get the video up and rolling right now.
All right. She is married to Offset from Migos. And they have a baby together named Culture. who was born back in July. Her body is looking great. We actually saw her in... She was painted like a tiger yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the face on the back, like the nose of the tiger up at the top of the crack of her butt, and then...
What do you call this part? The
snout?
The mouth area.
The mustache was right on
whiskers,
her butt cheeks.
Right, exactly. Like if you know when you learn to draw a dog, you draw like a little triangle, and then you draw like kind of a W coming out the bottom. Like her butt was the W.
Right.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you. You know, that's the...
Perfectly explained.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
You know, like under you draw the line down from the
bottom.
Yeah,
yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, uh-huh. That's a good way to describe
it. That's her butt there. So. Didn't quite understand what was happening there, but she looks just amazing. And man, that girl can make things flap. Like,
clap is, I think, the actual term.
Well, sure, clap. If you hear it, it's clapping. If you're just looking at it, it's just flapping. It's almost like...
It's neat.
Well, that's one word for it. It's happening, Dan. It's the happening. It's the fappening. The flapping.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that in real life.
No.
No one I've ever been with has said, "Watch this."
I've never known anyone with a big enough butt to pull it off. I mean, I think you have to have. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think you have to have a certain amount of cheek to get enough, velocity to slam this two halves together to get an actual clap
or
going.
Implants.
Right. Also. Don't ever try that, ladies.
What do you mean?
Have
That's
a little
the
class.
Only way to
Don't
know if
flap
you can...
your butt crack.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Don't do it.
What does Cardi have to say? She doesn't have a top on.
Is that her doing that music?
That's like the background. That's it.
So
yeah, I think that's like she's probably in a green room or something like that.
She's saying that's it. We've broken up. Of course, the internet's going crazy. You just were kissing him on Instagram 2 days ago, and you were just... You were constantly talking about how much you love him, and so what it sounds like, she's like, it's going to take a while to get a divorce, but apparently that's where they're headed, but the internet doesn't want to believe it. They think it's a prank, so I guess we'll see.
What kind of prank is that?
I don't...
That's no prank.
It's a terrible kind of prank. Stupid. Yeah, so my feeling is it's probably real. She actually seems to be very calm about it. She's not flipping out, and she's not wrong. She has a baby with him, and he will be in her life for the rest of that child's life. So they remain good friends and business partners.
They only married the other day, man.
You know, they were married longer than we thought, though. Like, I think they got married October of last year, and then they hid it.
So they've been married a year-ish?
Right. Well, I think that she was defensive about whether or not she'd had that baby out of wedlock. Because I remember her
getting defensive about all the stuff she's up to, and that's her concern?
Yeah. I would say stop with the butt flapping. First.
Oh, my God.
You know, maybe don't show that whole area to the world. Well, you know what, though? That's her moneymaker.
Do what you want, but, man, that's just weird.
Do what you want to do.
Didn't even try.
My cousin says, oh, my God, I can totally clap my ass.
Oh, God, don't
He can?
His wife.
Oh.
She was texting me, Vinny, regarding Narcos.
Oh, she likes it?
She says, Narcos Mexico, true stories about Mexican cartels. I said, so it's not just about one person? She said it's mainly about one person, but it also about other cartels, too. True stories based on true events.
Oh, this is the third season of Narcos?
Yeah.
Fourth.
Oh, this is the fourth? Oh, right.
The first two, I think the first two were Pablo Escobar. And then after, I don't want to say what happens.
Yeah.
they continue on in Colombia, and I fell off. I just wasn't into it. It seemed more like mall type. Deal like these are people in polo shirts.
Oh,
kind of
really?
Dealers. Yeah, they were like, I don't know, it just didn't
Preppy
hold
dealers.
My attention.
Yeah.
And
started season four,
but I started the Mexico series last night, and it's heavy. Like, my kid walked, I had the door shut in the rec room where I was watching. She walked in, I'm like, Pot, you can't be in here.
Mm. Watching a grown up show,
yeah, this can't, not now. No way.
What does she do?
She goes, I'll hide in my... She has a little cardboard fort.
Like a house thing.
Yeah. I'll hide in my fort. I'm like, no, you can't even hear what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah. Sorry, you're five.
Right. It's not for...
This is not for you.
I think some adults wouldn't like what you see in the show.
Well, if it gets too gory, I get bummed out.
Yeah, it's gory.
Yeah.
Already been gory.
I did like that one scene, though, in Ozark. Like, oh boy. And they show him in the corner. They're like, oh, look at that. That is.
Wait.
I can't.
Just wait.
So tell me what you think about this.
I love it.
Well, you might. You actually don't mind ads.
Oh, right. I do. I watch them.
With traditional TV, mm-hmm. if you're watching it, you know, the TV commercial breaks or when you get up to grab some chips, you go to the bathroom, you know. If you're watching real TV in real time, and mm-hmm. you might pause the TV at that point so you can fast forward through the commercials or whatever. But with streaming, though, you know, when you pause to grab chips or hit the, because then you could just pause at any time. They're actually talking about when you hit pause, they're going to call it a pause ad. Oh. And it's going to pop something up. It'll be, I'm not sure if it's going to be just a still that'll appear. But while you have the thing pause, they're going to be showing a message, which I'm fine with, especially if it keeps prices down for the streaming. Although sometimes I pause so that I can talk to the people in the room about what we've just seen or whatever. And I don't want some noise going. You know what I mean, Hooman?
I do. Yeah, we pause Ozark 100 times a show.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, please stop pausing the show.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys please ruin stop. It like that. There's no flow if you keep stopping it.
No, they'll pause it between scenes, but they'll want to discuss them. Like, we want to predict what's about to happen. Everybody has to throw
you
in.
Ruin it for each other.
Well, no, it's pretty funny. Like, it's become this whole thing with several shows, but Ozark in particular, because it'll be, as something's about to happen, somebody pauses it, and then it's like, here, it's going to be a woman, and she's going to be blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a dude, and he's going to be
you
blah, blah, blah.
You ruin it for each other.
No, everyone just sit there quietly.
Well, it's funny, because it'll get to a point where, like, you know, John, Sarah's husband, will be like, he's going to take 5 steps and scratch his chest. And we're like, all right. Here we
go. Oh, I would not like that.
It's wicked annoying. So now, if you're doing, so maybe having these pause ads will stop them from doing it.
Listen to this. They've gotten really good at this, too. So I've told you I watched the Pro World Surf Tour online.
Yes.
They do contests around the world. And when you go to the videos and you hit play, an ad comes on.
Yeah.
And if you try to switch to another window to just do something else while the ad's on, the ad stops, waits for you to come back to it, and then starts again. So you do
starts all over or picks back up?
It picks up where you clicked off.
Oh, you're gonna miss some of the ad.
But it knows that you left the page to do whatever else and stops. And makes you watch the whole thing.
It's okay. I'll wait for you. I'll be right here.
No problem. Be right here.
How's that?
You're going to watch
this. They're getting good.
Yeah.
Well,
so, go ahead.
Do you see Facebook is now putting ads in the middle of videos you watch?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle?
Yeah. And when that happens, I immediately go to the next video. I just want you to know, Facebook, that doesn't work.
No one is
watching those ads.
If the video's good enough, it will work.
It won't. Because every video is like some, you know, animal or dog, you know, running in the snow.
I love that stuff.
That's all Hooman watches.
Well, we watch. Okay, so I just posted a video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It's really cute.
Somebody actually went out of their way to build Snoopy on a doghouse drone.
He's the Red Baron, so he's got that little scarf on, and they set up the drone so that, and they're flying it around, and the scarf is streaming out behind him, and he can move his head, and it's just a drone lifting this thing.
Snoopy's videotaping me naked in the window.
Hey,
wonderful.
Snoopy.
Hey, Snoopy.
Do you see the video, Vin?
No, I don't, but I think that's cute.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
And if you're a Peanuts fan, you'll just love it. There is something really charming about it. So anyway, it looks like Hulu is going to start experimenting with this new model, this sort of snuck-in commercial. They're talking about, you know, this is the thing where if you are pausing it to get up and leave, they've got a second to catch your attention and or make an impression. So they're probably just going to be an image that gets popped up, maybe stays on the TV. But the other thing that kind of bums me out about this is a lot of times I'll pause so I can go frame by frame through something. As you watch, like, a special effect happen or whatever, I'm wondering if it's going to really affect that.
I'm surprised people pause. If you're leaving the room just to pee or grab a snack, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you just let the ad roll? Why are you pausing? Like, let that roll while you're out of the room. You get back, it's already played.
Are we talking on live
TV?
10, 15, 30 seconds, a minute? Like, how long are the ads?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They're just saying if on streaming TV, you were to hit pause, so that you could talk to someone or leave the room or whatever you're going to do. They're going to put some kind of advertising up there, whether it's just a static screen
has
a message.
It's not an ad break that you're pausing.
No.
It's the show itself.
The show itself. It has nothing to do with the, you know, so that they're not saying Netflix here. Hulu is talking about experimenting with this year. So is AT&T, which owns DirecTV and U-verse. So they're actually saying we're probably not talking about full 30 or 60 second ads. It's just something that would catch your eye quickly. And a Hulu executive actually said, I think you have seconds to deliver a message effectively. Mm. So if you're pausing it.
There's lots of new ways. And I enjoy seeing the new stuff. Baseball and now football does it. And I don't know if it's just Fox or all the channels, but they do a thing where it goes screen, picture in picture. The game's still on and they run an ad next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't leave. Because you're like, well, they're still showing the game. They haven't left.
And that the announcers will talk about it too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart.
We have no way to verify this because Netflix has all its own mechanics. Like, I don't know if there's some way to verify that what they're saying here is true. But they are saying that this Kurt Russell movie called The Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, the Santa thing.
Yeah, this is, he's a Santa guy. Mm-hmm. And they put this up, and they say that 20 million people watched it its first week. Netflix says if every one of those was a movie ticket purchase, that's a $200 million opening week. If movies that go on to gross $1 billion wouldn't have that kind of an opening week. It's really not legitimate to make that comparison. I mean, you're assuming that every one of the supposed 20 million people who watched the Kurt Russell, The Christmas Chronicles, would have been willing to get dressed, get in their car, drive to a movie theater, buy popcorn, pay for the movie, and sit down and watch it. Mm. But if it's anywhere near accurate, it's huge. 20 million people in its first week.
That's great.
And Netflix is bragging that it's a testimony to what we can bring to the market for storytellers today that we couldn't have 10 years ago. There were people who were flipping out over Netflix dropping Friends. I guess for a few years now they've been paying about $30 million for the rights to have all the episodes up there. And it looks like they've now paid between $70 and $100 million to have them again for one more year in 2019.
Wow.
This chaos missed me, but apparently the world was losing their S over Netflix not having Friends anymore. But Netflix said, don't worry. We paid through the nose. We have all kinds of money.
It's paid through the nose every day.
The New York Times is saying that they paid $100 million. Other estimates have it like 70, 80 million. Either way, it's a huge jump because they were paying $30 million a year for the rights. So congratulations to the cast of Friends.
That syndication money
is about to get a little bump. Motley Crue's Vince Neil has announced the release date for The Dirt biopic. He was just over at Netflix. He said, wow, just left Netflix's offices. Just saw the Dirt movie. Effing awesome. Can't wait for everyone to see it coming out March 22nd. Yeah!
Yeah!
They recorded 4 new songs for the biopic. 2 weeks ago, Nikki Sixx, he's the bass player, he talked about the new song saying, can't stop listening to the new Motley Crue songs. Been a while since me and the boys made some balls to the wall rock and roll together. Hashtag the Dirt movie. Hashtag new crew.
Is there a picture of Vince in the story you've got there?
Have you seen him recently?
I did. I saw a picture of him performing live and was like, there's two of him.
Well, there's at least a baby or two babies. You know, we were looking at that this morning.
We watched a video.
Yeah.
We saw
okay,
it. I didn't want to shame anybody.
No, but he's a guy who'd already had the surgery, right?
Right.
He'd had lipo and a full face thing lift.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he had a bypass, because that's the next thing he needs.
No, he didn't do that.
But you know what it is? He's just got that sort of distended midsection.
Yeah, right.
So high.
It's high and tight. He's carrying high. It must be a boy. Say they carry those kind of high. Anyway, I don't want to be mean, but
yikes. No, I was just curious.
Kickstart his heart.
Unhealthy.
It doesn't look super healthy. But he was, you know, he sounded like he was in good voice.
Did he?
No. Oh, bummer. I don't get to the Les Moonves. Had an oral person on call. Hey, what's coming up in the news?
Snowball fights, voyeurism, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Share your toys. Help families in need for the holidays by helping us out with our Toys for Tots drive at the Masonic on Thursday night. That's where we're having Alice in Winterland. The Marines are going to be there. A lot of great friends of the show, Specialized, Deluxe, Bananas at Large, all made huge donations. And so you'll get to see all toys surrounded by Marines. They're guarding the toys.
And they're, the mascot's going to be there, the dogs.
Oh, right.
What kind of dog did we
Bulldogs.
Say it was, Vinny?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, okay.
And so we'd like you to, if you would be so kind, bring a new unwrapped toy so that we can have a nice big pile of toys and really help the kids out this year. Obviously, your money's also welcome if you want to leave a check or give some cash. They'll have receipts, that kind of thing. That is happening this Thursday. Toys for Tots drive happening at the Masonic at Alice in Winterland.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Lot City Center, where the neighborhood plays. The Lot Cinema and Restaurant offers a chef-driven menu, craft beverages, and plush recliner chairs at each of their 10 luxury screens. TheLotEnt.com. That's TheLotEnt.com. Here's what's happening. Porch pirates is what they're calling them. People who steal packages from your doorsteps.
Hate them.
I know. So awful.
Scuzzy.
It's
a big
deal.
And you're on with Amazon going, "Oh, stuff didn't arrive." No, it arrived. Here's the picture of it on your porch.
Mm-hmm. The bummer is that more now than ever, they're leaving stuff without even knocking.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't even know. You didn't even get a tip off. You might have been home.
Right.
And not gone to your front door because no one even, there wasn't even a...
Right.
There's nothing.
Yep.
I know. You're lucky when they dumped it on your porch, it hit your door and kind of alerted you. You have to check your porch every 5 minutes. You know, there are people who will literally follow UPS trucks and FedEx trucks.
I used to follow beer trucks. I mean, come on.
It's nothing new.
Right. And that was...
It sucks, though. Did you see that thing they were talking about?
30 years ago?
Longer. Try again. Volvo was at some big car show. And they didn't have a single car with them. And they were the only car makers there without a car. They were talking about all the ways that they're going to be integrating technology. And apparently they're going to be Android-based. But one of the things they're going to have...
VW is going to be Android-based.
What you just said? Volvo.
Oh, Volvo. Okay.
So they were saying that they're going to have a thing where UPS can get into your trunk. Or Amazon can get into your trunk.
I've seen this before. Right. So they can put the package in your car and then...
Wherever your car might be.
Right.
So it doesn't even have to necessarily get delivered to your home. It's like an Amazon thing where you say, well, I'm at work from these hours. And they have access to your trunk.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Through some app or whatever. But it's, you know, I don't know if it's going to be specific to Volvo, but that's what they were talking about. All these different ways that technology and the thing that you carry around in your hand is going to be a bigger and bigger part of what happens in your car. But that would be one way to eliminate it. They'll have to steal your whole car in order to get your package.
Don't.
Well, it's better than a porch. It's a parking lot pirate.
Come on.
It's a parking lot pirate.
One thing that's helped at our house is that we've got that Nest doorbell.
Yeah.
So at least if someone comes near the door, we get an alert that tells us, okay, something's been dropped off.
Oh.
So there's that.
I need
that.
To get one of those so bad. I want one.
You didn't get one yet?
No.
What? Oh, well, ask for one for Christmas.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Nine-year-old Dane Best lives in Severance, Colorado. It's a small town outside Fort Collins. For the past 98 years, they've had an active ban on snowball fights.
Really?
The law stated that you couldn't throw objects at people, animals, or property.
Objects, period.
So it was more about throwing rocks and stuff that might hurt someone.
But
no one's ever been and no one's ever been arrested. But technically, it's illegal to have a snowball fight in Severance, Colorado.
Okay.
On Monday, Dane showed up to a city council meeting in a bow tie, and he gave an impassioned 3-minute speech on why the law is unjust. Oh. And in the end, the city council voted unanimously to overturn the law. I thought that was pretty neat.
Well, we were just talking about that.
Showing up at your council meetings. It's a thing.
Right.
As the San Jose City Council has just voted to sell to Google.
you get a city and you get a city. Only Google. Okay. Only Google gets a city.
Right. A bunch of the other kids were there and their parents, and they all cheered when the law was passed. The mayor presented Dane with two snowballs outside, and he and his four-year-old brother Dax got to throw the first legal snowballs in the town's history.
Oh, isn't that adorable? How old was this kid?
He is 9.
Oh, put on a little bow tie and headed in. It's adorable.
And he sees that, you know, getting involved can do some good.
Future president, whatever this kid's name is.
Dane. Best.
Dane Best. President Best.
Dane Best.
All right. That's a
good
one.
There's a 52-year-old guy named Robert Sumley, who's a landscaper in Monroe, Connecticut. And he and his 48-year-old female coworker were recently working at a home when he said he needed a break. About 20 minutes later, she went inside and found him naked, watching porn and covered in maple syrup.
Oh, wow. He really did need a break.
Shockingly, she said it was a turn-on.
Oh.
And she asked if she could join in the naked,
sure,
porn-watching, maple syrup-wearing play.
Hmm. All right.
You ever done any, well?
No, I don't want anything sticky.
Never done anything with maple syrup?
Never. I do like maple syrup, but I get bummed out even if there's like a little bit on my hand or my cheek or something.
You shook your head no, but
you looked at me and I smiled.
She's done gross things, though, and she knows how gross things can get when they've been at body temperature for a while.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the whipped cream.
It's like it smells horrid.
So sick the next day.
What happened?
Shut up, Bryn.
I don't remember either.
What do you mean?
I don't remember what happened.
I can't ask what's going on. I'm trying to figure out the story here.
We did. We used whipped cream.
You and some guy?
My husband.
How'd you use it?
Wait. So does he love whipped cream?
I don't know. We're just messing around. Whatever.
Was it you that pulled it out or him?
I really don't remember. I remember where we lived, but I don't remember.
Did he put it all over your body and in your mouth and other places?
I think mostly
down in the
Australia.
Fire in the hole.
And, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then we ended up going to bed and I didn't take a shower.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And I was so sick the next day.
Oh.
All that whipped cream, and you were like, I'm good. Let me get some sleep.
Curdled, and oh, it was awful.
Wait, and it made you physically sick? Like,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was bad.
God, I love whipped cream.
So if you're gonna use that, take a shower.
Take more than just a shower. 52-year-old. You need one of those little.
Yikes.
Yeah, get that out of there. That does not belong in there.
52-year-old Robert Sumley, covered in maple syrup, watching porn.
Yes.
Nude.
52, you say?
52. His female coworker walks in. She says, I'm turned on, and asks if she could join in.
And?
According to the police report.
Oh, no.
They did some stuff. I believe the term is foreplay. They did some stuff involving the syrup and also brought some blueberry jelly into the mix.
Okay.
But the woman found out later that Robert had taken a video of the entire thing on his phone.
Oh.
And even though she was cool with all the syrup and the jelly play, she wasn't okay with the video and not being informed about it.
Yeah. So was he filming himself and hoping that she'd come in, or was he filming himself just for his later, he could watch himself with the maple syrup?
I don't have his, you know, I don't have whether the show was first a solo show.
We need to get him on the phone. I need to.
She went to the cops and they got a search warrant for Robert's phone and found the videos, and he was arrested for voyeurism because he took videos of her without her permission.
You're not allowed to do it. Let's hope he didn't upload them to a revenge porn site before it happens, you know. People do that.
It happens, but not everybody's out to do some dastardly thing. Some people just like videos of naked people.
Yeah. But other people, awful. There are awful people out
there.
Sure.
And then there are people. Your life. All he's doing is just loving her repeatedly.
She's just a friend of his, too.
Right.
I probably shouldn't mention this, but.
Oh, here we go.
But of course you should.
I'm researching.
This should be good.
I'm researching whipped cream in the hoo ha.
Oh, no.
What
is it? Does it turn into like cottage cheese or something?
Well, it definitely does cause. An allergic reaction.
I have a question. Do you have to maybe wait through the initial first day of pain to get to the good stuff Maybe something good happens later.
What, like a cheese stick?
I don't know. Maybe. Sure.
There is a safe way to do this. If you use a...
Go ahead.
If you use a dental dam, it's totally fine. That's the... But this guy's like, okay, I used a dental dam. I also used a scoop of ice cream and hot fudge.
Oh.
So he made a sundae down there.
Delicious.
What do you think?
I think food belongs in the kitchen.
I'm not into that.
I'm not really either. I just feel like food. I don't want to. I wouldn't eat in my bed. So why would I do that while I was in my? I don't want. This seems like too much trouble. I don't want to clean up afterward. I just want to hop in the shower real quick.
I don't know if you're doing it in your bed. I wouldn't do that in my bed.
Where were you guys
doing the whipped cream?
It was like in the living room by the fireplace.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense then.
Oh, is that where you fell asleep?
On the bearskin rug. By the fireplace?
Yes, Sarah.
Oh, I see.
No, I think we went up to bed.
Oh, you got up and walked?
Weren't you just like, yo, like, I'm walking and I should really walk right into the bathroom
no.
and rinse this
I'm sure
off.
I was...
Looks the same as usual, right?
Oh, God. Creamy and sticky.
What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about? What are we talking about?
I gotta move on.
Get me out of here! Oh my God!
What are you? Is that the way you just save yourself? What are you talking about?
Sarah looks embarrassed.
I'm just horrified.
What are you talking about?
It's just the same
Good
as usual.
Good grief.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you, before I do my next story, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you have a hamburger yesterday?
I didn't. I went right to Michael's sourdough, though.
Oh.
Shame. All right. We had some Christmas shopping to do, and John called me, and I thought there was, you know, John never calls me. I thought there was something wrong. I'm like, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, do you want to meet me at Michael's? I'm like, oh, yes, I do. Oh, well.
It was just a sandwich thing.
Yeah, we went and got a sandwich, and then... I gave him the list of stuff I needed him to do, and I went home and made purses. What? Normal day.
Huh.
Get this, that, and the other thing. He did, too. He did it all. He's the best. God, I love that guy.
We were talking about advertising earlier, and here is something I found interesting. Burger King has a new promotion they started. This is not an ad. This is just I'm interested in it.
Okay.
As they have an app, apparently.
Burger King has an
app? Has an app. So their new promotion is you can get a Whopper for one penny. The catch is you have to order it while you're at McDonald's. So the location settings have to be on.
Oh.
You have to be in a McDonald's, order a Whopper, then go to the Burger King and get it, I guess.
Oh.
And you get it for a penny.
You have to be inside the... Could you be in the parking lot?
I don't know if there's... Let's see.
Oh.
If you want to get in on the deal, download the Burger King app, then go within 600 feet of a McDonald's. So, no, you don't have to be inside. Then order a Whopper. And then they'll give you directions to the nearest BK where you can go pick it up.
Oh, that's funny.
That is very funny, right?
That's great.
Do you think that's going to work?
Yep, I do.
No, I mean, in terms of, like, increasing their sales.
It will. Yeah. Absolutely.
A penny for a burger?
Yeah, they'll say... If you are reminded of Burger King every time you see McDonald's, that is a boon for them. And I don't know, how many times can you do that? Is it just good for one? But you're also going to get a drink and fries. You know the markup on that stuff is, it probably costs them 4 cents to give you the entire thing, and they, you know, get $3.99 for it. I like Burger King, actually.
You do?
Yeah. There's one kind of near my house, too, I get this plaza near my house.
But you've never eaten it.
I ate there one time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was at the Ross Dress for Less, and I was like, hey, while we're here, why don't we get some Burger King?
There's one in San Rafael.
Oh, is there not one in Marin City?
Oh, Marin City? I thought you said Mill Valley. Sorry.
Oh, well, they're pretty much one and the same.
I wanted to mention this. The other day, remember you said you went to the Foreign Cinema?
Foreign Cinema, yeah.
Okay. And I told you, when you first brought it up, I went, me and the missus, it was like our second or third or I don't know which date.
Yeah.
So I said that to her yesterday to see...
Which date it was?
She goes, it's our second date. How do you not know that? I was like, oh.
Sorry, it was 10 years ago.
Right, a long time ago. But
I remembered we went.
Our second date was there. Mm. What? What would you just make a face about?
Because when I brought it up to you, you went, I think that was like our second. It was, was it her?
I didn't say that. Oh, I've been framed.
No.
I figured you must have talked to her about it to say it so definitively on the air.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just go ahead and email her real quick and let her know. You know, you were sure.
I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Crazy.
That didn't happen.
Right. It didn't happen.
Right.
So how was the date?
We had it. We're still together.
Yeah. So all it went well. All the dates went well.
No, I like that place.
Yeah. It was. I was very. The steak that we got was. I think the steak was the best thing. The pork chop was excellent, though.
You
get good.
A pork chop?
I did. I like pork chops.
Oh, God.
Restaurant
I'm so
pork
not
chops
into those.
No, no. You know why? Because they used to cook the hell out of them, and they would be like this dry. But nowadays, yeah, they do pork chops so much better. Mm.
They do?
They do. They don't
I
have
hope
to cook
so,
them to
because...
death. So good. It was delicious.
My mom was a great cook, and whatever she did to those pork chops, I
well,
want
to she probably
no
fried them in a dry pan.
Yeah.
Ugh. Now they like roast them or do, you know, all these
I
different things.
I love pork chops. Yeah.
Ah, me too. I love
you
pork.
You do too?
Yeah.
Pork loin. Give me some pork loin. Slice it up. Come on. Pulled pork sandwich. Come on. I'm in.
Well, that's totally different.
Pork. It's all pork.
Yeah, no, but.
All the pork. But the
a
chop.
Pork chop
the
is chop, dry and worthless.
It is if it's cooked
pulled wrong. Pork with barbecue sauce mm-hmm. all over it is completely different thing.
It's completely. It can be ruined. I agree with you. When I was growing up, my mom was terrible at pork chops as well. They would be dry. She did them kind of like in a dry pan. They were mm-hmm. awful. But then I had a pork chop maybe like 10 years ago, and it changed my pork chop life. Mm. Because I it was juicy.
Because you liked it.
It was juicy and delicious. They hadn't like just pan fried it.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3600. I don't want to.
You should, though.
But you go to a restaurant how often? Not that often.
I know, so you don't want to take a risk. But now that I know that pork chops work, I get them.
They work.
They do.
All right. Good morning from Sacramento. I'm driving on Highway 80 right now, and I saw a billboard with Vonda's friend from America's Got Talent on it.
Oh, my
Love
God.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
What's it for? Is it performing
I asked
somewhere?
That texter what it say, and they said they were driving too fast by. Mm.
Oh, is he performing at one of the casinos or something?
That's maybe. Possible. What's his? I can't remember his name.
Brian King
name?
Johnson.
Brian King,
well, isn't
Joseph,
Vaughn here?
Right?
Yeah, but Vaughn, you want to run in?
He's coming in.
Here he comes. Here he okay. comes. Hello, Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the billboard's for. Mm-hmm. I actually talked to him last night randomly.
Yeah.
He has shows coming up in Sacramento at
right.
Bayside Church. 10 oh. straight days of shows.
He's doing a church stand.
Yeah, it's Fleck the Holidays.
And know, what's his so. Name, please?
Brian King Joseph.
Brian King Joseph.
Yeah, BKJ.
BKJ.
Yeah.
He's oh. a violin
madman.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Vaughn.
408 says Billy Crystal was the best Oscar host of all time. Nobody's ever come close.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't really remember anything that he did. Maybe I do.
No, I
do
he was okay, but he's
he
a very much a song and dance man. So I would think you
Which
would
I'm
have loved
down
him,
with,
right? He usually did a production that included a song and a dance,
right? And it would usually have all of the nominated movies that year.
Right.
And I seem to recall that. I'm sure he was great. You know, it's not an easy gig. You know, to really pull it off, and you almost want to be completely benign. You know, almost don't want to stand out. You know, you just need to not make any major gaffes and be pleasant.
I'm not a song and dance man, but Billy Crystal's always, I have a
you
high
like,
opinion
yeah,
of him.
Like
he's
him.
Good. And he's also, he was always really good friends with Robin Williams, which they're,
right.
that association.
God, seeing that,
right.
seeing that special come inside my mind.
Uh-huh.
He's all over it.
Anyway, I'll finish the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.